sure.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Right. So being a father comes with both responsibilities and challenges, as with being any parent, whether you're a mother or a father, because it involves not only the typical responsibilities of parenting, but also aligning one's parenting approach with Christian principles and values. So today we're going to be talking about what it looks like to be a father as a Christian, because I said this earlier, in the show, that the world has so many things that they're recommending or guiding in terms of parenting. And it is sometimes similar to what God would expect, but sometimes it's way off. So we don't want to be the cause of our children being led astray. So we need to always come back to God and say, okay, I'm in this stage of my life. I'm now a father. How is the right way for me to do this thing called fatherhood? So to start us off, Brother Mwai, how can a Christian father balance his role as a parent with his other responsibilities as a provider, as a minister at church, whatever other roles they have? How can they balance being a father with these other roles and responsibilities?
My sister, you know, that's a very important question. And it's very important that we should set up a solid foundation, because that's what's going to build everything that we're going to talk about.
Right.
In our conversation this morning. The moment a man becomes a father, one should realize that your children only have you. Your office can have another manager. The church can have another deacon or another elder. Your buddies can have other friends. But your child only has you. If they have another child, that's a step parent. Mm-hmm. That's not their biological parent. So the responsibility of being a father is very singular, in a such a way that it's something you cannot delegate to somebody else. Mm. It's something that only you can do. So when we start looking at this conversation, you'll notice that in a world where a lot of things are happening, a lot of things are going on around us, we have to realize that we can delegate any other responsibilities to other people, but we cannot delegate our responsibility of being a father. So to go straight to the question that you're asking, I think that begins to give us a place to start from, that when it comes to balance, each and every father should know that I am the only
person who can
be the father to this child of mine. And that becomes primary, and everything else becomes secondary. And if we have that kind of compass, it now helps us to navigate through life, through different complex situations that come our way, on knowing how to go about it.
Okay, thank you so much. That does set the tone for the discussion. And I want to ask, I think this is something that sometimes troubles me. I'm not a parent, not yet anyways, but I just think about the dynamics of parenthood and how it's a partnership, it's teamwork in order to raise a child correctly. So why do you think, I know this isn't part of today's discussion, but I think it's important as a preface to say, why do you think many fathers run away from the responsibilities of being a father? Why do you think it's something that men are more like prone to do than actually being present for their children?
You see, being a father or raising up a child is not a small responsibility.
Mm-mm.
And if we go to the book of Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Yeah.
And Proverbs 3 verse 12 says that a father likewise provides discipline to children. And Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 6 to 7, the Bible says, and these words I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them. Now, mark the words. You shall teach them diligently to your children. There is some level of diligence that's expected in raising up children that God is expecting from us. And shall talk to them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. My favorite one, which is something that has been a challenge to me for quite some time, is Ephesians 6 verse 4. This is specifically to fathers. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So when you put all these things together, you will notice that children learn they learn more by observing what they're seeing other than listening to what they're being taught.
Right.
I have seen this in my own children, that what they see me do will stick to their minds far much faster than anything that I've ever taught them. So you see, being a father is not something that you can pretend. It's not something that, you know, you can pretend to be a good manager. You can pretend to be a good friend. You can pretend to be a good Christian, but you cannot pretend to be a father. Being a father involves a lot of vulnerability. It involves a lot of openness. It actually peels off all the layers of your pretense as a human being.
Right.
Where it is at home where children see, or your family sees the real you. You know, when we're walking in the streets, we're putting on these masks and these faces and all these pictures we've given people about ourselves. But when you get home, the faces are removed, the masks are off. It's the real you. It's the real person that your family gets to see. And you know, that level of vulnerability is not a simple thing to do. And for fear of that, some people wouldn't want to expose themselves to such. And that's why you find out that some people would say, you know what? No, I can't handle this. But you see, at the very same time, being a father is an opportunity that God has given us as men to learn.
Right.
Because while we're training our children, we are also becoming better versions of ourselves. Because if for instance you want to pray for your family, you cannot pray for your family if you're not a prayerful person yourself.
Right.
If you want to provide discipline, you cannot provide ample discipline if you're not disciplined yourself. If you want to show your boys or your girls how men are supposed to behave, you do that by example. So you notice that fatherhood is a responsibility, a very beautiful opportunity that God has given us as men to become better versions of ourselves.
And that is extremely important, which I think leads perfectly into the next question then. What are the most important responsibilities that a father should prioritize as a parent? What practical responsibilities do you think a father should make a priority, a non-negotiable priority, when it comes to raising their children?
That's a very important question. I want to make reference to this by looking at the book of Psalm. Psalm 127, verse 3 and 5. You see, children are not only the father's responsibility, but they are also a privilege that God has given the father. So Psalm 127, verse 3 and 5, the Bible says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb. Likewise, arrows in the hand of a warrior are children of one's youth." Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. So you see that first and foremost, children are a gift from God. And that sets out responsibility number one that every father has.
Right.
As a father, the first and foremost responsibility that we have is to provide godly leadership to our children. We need to teach our children to love God.
Right.
We need to train up our children in the ways of the Lord. We need to, you know, the way they're saying train up a child the way they should go, and when they grow up, they will not depart from it.
Mm-hmm.
It is our responsibility to introduce godly values to our children, because, you see, I like this example all the time. If children are an inheritance from the Lord, it means the manufacturer of children is God.
Period.
So just as you don't buy a Toyota and take it to a Mercedes-Benz dealership for service, but you take it to a Toyota dealership, it's the very same thing. God has given us children.
Right.
And it is God who can help us to raise these children very well. It is very important to make sure we do that. I will just run through some of the responsibilities which came to mind. I have a couple of them.
Okay.
As a father, we have the responsibility of giving our children our time. You know, it's very easy to be caught up in the bustle and hustle of life, whereby sometimes we begin to feel that if I'm putting a roof on their head and putting food on their table, paying their school fees and everything, that's enough.
It's good enough. But, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. But you'll notice that it is also important that we balance that up by making sure that we are giving children our time so that they can enjoy seeing us, being with them.
Right.
As a father, it's our responsibility to provide loving discipline. And when I'm saying loving discipline, I am talking of this in the context of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6, where the Bible forbids us as fathers to provoke our children to anger. There's a place for tough love, I agree, but we need to provide loving discipline to our children. We need to be a father. And by being a father, I mean, look, God is our father.
Yes.
As our father, we can look up to him, right? We can depend on him. We can trust him. We know he's merciful. He's long-suffering. He's all these things. So, you know, as a father, you need to be a father to your children. You need to be someone your children can look up to. You need to be a role model. You need to help your children to aspire for more through the life that you have.
Right.
As a father, it's also very important that you live a life of example. Like I'm saying, it is our responsibility to submit to the will of God, so that which comes from God can flow through our lives, and that gives our children a chance to see God through us. Remember, the Bible says, this is an instruction in Ephesians to say, the vision of God that our children will ever see on earth, it's us. The Bible tells children that honor your father and mother because they are like your God on earth. And remember, honoring fathers and mothers, it's one of the Ten Commandments. So you see, we put our children in a very awkward situation if we don't emulate the behavior of God. Imagine a father who beats up the mother of their children. What example will the children learn from that? Imagine a father who is abusive. Mm. Imagine a father who is irresponsible. Mm. We put our children in a very awkward situation if we don't learn from God as fathers. Because remember, these children have been given a responsibility from God to honor us as fathers. And it becomes easier for them to do that if we submit to the will of God.
Right. Okay.
As a father, the last one, we need to instruct our children. And last but not least, it is our responsibility as fathers to provide for our children.
That is very important. I think we live in a world where being a father isn't as important to most people. So a father just being there in the house is considered enough. But I'm glad and grateful that you've listed these things, that there is an active role that a father is expected to play in order to raise their child and to lead them in the right direction. Otherwise, if you are just there just to be there, it's lesser than bare minimum, and it won't yield the fruit as it would for you had you been active in the life of your children. So now, knowing these responsibilities and knowing what is expected of being a father, what are some challenges, looking at the world we live in today, what are some challenges that Christian fathers, to be specific, would likely face in comparison to other fathers, or what people have expectations of fathers, and then also how to remedy those challenges? What are the challenges, and how can we deal with those challenges?
You see, one of the real challenge that a lot of fathers have today, it's like we've already talked about it, it's the work-life conflict, or I would call it the lack of work-life balance.
Right.
Whereby, as a father, you have all these responsibilities that surround you.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, you know, because of lack of that balance, there are a lot of dads who feel like they are failures.
Right.
And they dip themselves so deep into this self-pity and guilt. They take themselves through a lot of guilty trips, feeling that they are not adequate. They are not up to the task. It's a real challenge. Mm. And a lot of fathers, and you notice that if you listen to a lot of fathers who abandon their children, some of them will hear them telling you that I did that because I didn't want to show my family, to show my children that I'm a failure. Some will say I abandoned my family out of love, and it's a challenge.
Right.
It's a conversation that we need to have as fathers, to say that how do we pull out men who are drowning into this self-pity of feeling that they are failures, they are not up to the task. Another struggle which a lot of fathers are having nowadays is, you know, as the father, you ought to be more intentional about this role. Because you see, life will throw you left, right, back and center, and you have all these responsibilities and all these things around us. So, you know, that part where you make up your mind to say, I'm going to be a present father.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a God-fearing father. I am going to be a father who leads by example. I'm going to be a father who's there for my children. You know, that requires more than just words and actions. It requires us to be more intentional. It's a challenge that a lot of fathers have when it comes to be intentional about parenting and being a present father. And finally, it's the struggle of discipline and training our children. You'll notice that we're living in an age where sources of information are so many. Our children are exposed to so many things. You talk of social media, you talk of the internet, you talk of peer pressure. You know, we're living in a world where there are a lot of external influences that are building and shaping up the characters and the lives of our children. So it's a huge challenge that a lot of fathers have nowadays, to discipline and train the children in the way that they're supposed to be with all these influences that are around us. But you see, the biggest challenge that I've actually noticed is that a lot of fathers have a hard time spending time with God. And as a result, it becomes a problem for us as fathers to listen to God and to get that instruction on how we can be those perfect fathers that God intended us to be. So the last challenge actually gives us an answer to how a 21st century father can navigate through these challenges and go through and make it through to the end.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brother Maya. I think these are important things that our fathers need to be taking note of, on how they approach parenting as fathers, and why it's important to be guided by the principles of God in order to raise their children the right way. So we know, and again, I don't want to generalize because it's either or, but majority of cases, domestic abused households, it's often men who are in those positions of oppressiveness in their homes. So what can a father do to avoid falling into such habits and creating a safe and supportive environment in their home where even they are accessible, where if I'm feeling down, I can go to my dad and say, hey, dad, I'm feeling emotional, and it won't be awkward or he won't brush me off. What can fathers do to be that type of father, safe and supportive anchor for their family, for their children, for their wife?
I see. I draw a lot of inspiration from Psalm 34, verse 18.
Okay.
And the Bible says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. You see, as fathers, our role model is God Himself. And one of the things that we are reading from this verse is that God is very close to those who are brokenhearted and those that are crushed in the spirit. Part of being intentional as a father is, to take that time to be very observant and notice what is happening in the lives of your children. If you can develop that bond, that close relationship, you will have won the trust of your children that they can come close to you as someone who's approachable. Most definitely, you want to be the first person to know what's going on in your children's life.
Yeah.
Other than being maybe the third or the fourth person. If you pay closer attention, you can start very simple by, having what I call, if you have daughters, daddy-daughter time. If you have boys, you can have a boy time with your son. And listen to them. Let them be free to express themselves and tell. They get to tell you what they're going through. Don't be quick to judge them, but listen. And as a father, you begin to draw wisdom on how you can impact certain lessons. And the biggest of them all, allow your children to know that you're not Superman. Because if you set the standard that you are infallible, when they're going through their own challenges, they will think, you know what, dad can't relate to this. But if you also try as much as you can to show your children that you're not Superman, you are a human, it's okay to cry in front of your children when it's getting rough. So that when they want to cry, they can come to you and say, daddy, I felt today, and this is how it feels. So it all goes back to the point that I raised, which is a challenge to a lot of fathers, about being intentional and about being real and about being those role models, being humans, and allowing our children to also see the human side of us as fathers.
Thank you so much. I'm just contemplating on those words, and I'm hoping those who aren't fathers yet start equipping themselves with the right knowledge, and those who are fathers and have not been walking right in their fatherhood, may they repent and walk right with God as they raise their children for God. Thank you so much, Brother Mwai. I truly appreciate your presence and your time, and I'm looking forward to Wednesday's session.
Thank you very much. Probably we can close with a word of prayer.
Thank you so much. You can pray.
For some fathers who are listening just like myself, let us pray. We come before your throne, Father, with thanksgiving in our hearts for the time that you give us. We are fathers, and thank you that you are our Father. If there is anything that I can ask for, is that may you be with each and every father, meet all fathers at the point of need, and may you teach us to be good fathers to our children. May you help us to raise these children in the way that you'd want them to be raised, so that at the end of the day, we can raise a God-fearing generation that is going to serve you even better in the years to come when all of us are gone. Be with us and guide us, for this we've prayed, trusting and believing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you, Brother Mai.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.